particle accelerators tend to be giant devices, racetracks miles long. They send electrons or protons whizzing around with unimaginable energies at nearly the speed of light. Now, scientists in California want to build a different kind of accelerator. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, the accelerator these scientists have in mind would fit inside a shoebox.
First of all, what exactly is an accelerator?
An accelerator is a way to add energy to particles.
Robert Beyer is a physicist at Stanford University. If you want to add tons of energy, you need a giant device. But if your energy needs are more modest, you can use silicon chips. Beyer points to what looks like a small rectangle of glass inside a clear plastic dish.
And there are actually four accelerators on this small chip.
Beyer has been trying to shrink the size of particle accelerators for more than 40 years. His chip-sized accelerator uses lasers to add energy to electrons as they zip through a tiny channel in the chip. Beyer's colleague Joel England is from the nearby SLAC National Accelerator Laboratory, where they have one of the giant devices, more than 3 kilometers long. He says a chip-based accelerator would have many uses.
One of the applications could be to take one of the fairly bulky 10,000-pound accelerator devices that's used in hospitals for radiation therapy and make that into something that's chip-sized.
In addition to saving huge costs and space, it might be possible to insert a chip-sized accelerator into a patient's body where it could directly irradiate a tumor. But small-sized accelerators present new kinds of problems. In the basement of the Spilker Engineering Building on the Stanford campus, they're trying to resolve those problems.
We come in, we have a tour.
We put on glasses to protect our eyes from the powerful laser light used in the pint-sized accelerator. A big red emergency shutoff button attached to a shelf suggests this is not equipment to trifle with. Peter Hummelhoff of the University of Erlangen in Germany says one of the big challenges is to keep the electrons in the accelerator traveling where you want them to.
The acceleration channel is very narrow, so you have to generate a very, very narrow electron beam that you can send through the channel.
Graduate student Dylan Black describes the challenge this way.
It's a little like threading an invisible needle.
Right now, the accelerator they're building is considerably bigger than a shoebox. With lasers and lenses and pumps scattered around benches in the lab, it takes up a fair amount of space. But this is just a prototype. On a monitor screen, Black points to a bright circle of light.
That there is a picture of what the electron beam would look like if you were to put your eye right in front of the beam.
Which I do not recommend.
Yeah, don't do that.
Wasn't planning on it. And there's always that big red emergency cutoff button, should I forget. Optimistically, any practical applications for the laser Robert Beyer and his colleagues are developing is 5 to 10 years off. But Beyer is convinced smaller accelerators will become a reality. His isn't the only lab working on the idea, and besides, he points out that a lot has changed since the first laser came on the scene.
Early on, lasers were big, and they took all the power in your building to operate them. They got more and more efficient, and all of a sudden, lasers then became everywhere.
Beyer says even new mobile phones have lasers in them. The day of the tabletop accelerator is coming, he says. As the lab tour was wrapping up, Dylan Black asked me if I would like to shut off everything by pushing the big red emergency shutoff button. Wow.
Can I?
Yeah, it's over there.
That's it?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Joe Palca, NPR News, Palo Alto, California.
That was great. Thank you. High point.